This is Forbidden History, where we talk about more broad and interesting topics of the past. We will be covering stories and subjects that you likely have not learned in school.
So grab a snack, get comfortable, and be ready for the tales of humanity's past.
Welcome to the Forbidden History Podcast, where we focus on interesting subjects that you often don't get a chance to learn about in school. We go beneath the surface and talk about more of the lesser known occurrences and facts of these topics.
In today's episode, we will be discussing torture methods of the past. When and where were these used? How were they used? These are some of the questions we shall be answering today.
In ancient Greece, around 560 BC, the seaside colony of Acherichus was said to be controlled by a tyrant, Phalaris. It was said that one day he would show off his new creation to his master, the Brazen Bull, but it was soon revealed to be a torture device. The Brazen Bull was made to burn people alive, and it was said to be one of the worst torture devices ever created. The Brazen Bull was made out of copper, and once they'd light a fire underneath the bull, and once it was super, super hot, they'd have the person be thrown or climb inside, and they'd be burned alive. The screams of the burning victim would turn into whistles through the pipes of the bull. The bull was said to be hollow and made entirely out of bronze, with a door on one side. According to legends of the Brazen Bull, it was designed in the form size of an actual bull, and had an acoustic apparatus that covered streams into the sound of a bull. So when the victim screamed, it would sound like an actual bull making noises. The Blood Eagle was a method of ritually executing a chosen member as a detailed in late Skaldic poetry.
Yeah, and according to the two instances mentioned in the sagas, the victims were placed in a prone position, their ribs severed from the spine with a sharp tool, and their lungs pulled through the opening to create a pair of wings.
They take the skin and sometimes like the lungs, and they'd wrap it around the ribs, so it would appear like, as you said, wings. According to descriptions of the Blood Eagle in poems and prose dating from the 11th century to the 13th century, victims were typically captured in battle. The torturer would then complete the ritual by pulling out the victim's intact lungs and laying them over the extended ribs. By this point, the victim was definitely dead.
With the head crusher, the head would be like placed underneath a dome-shaped lid, and the chin would be supported on some sort of surface to keep the head in place. And on top of that, a screwed iron bar would be twisted and would drive it into the victim, slowly crushing the person's head.
Yeah, and according to some sources I found, the person torturing the victim would only twist the device enough to cause excruciating pain, but not enough to kill the person. And the person that was being tortured, if they were being questioned, that was about the time they'd give up their allies, if they had any. And by that point, it was likely the victim would tell you anything because of how painful it would be.
There were like lots of different variations of the head crusher, and one of them wouldn't screw anything into the head, but would crush the head and most likely crush the jaw first and ruin the person's teeth, and then their eyes would roll.
Yeah, and if it was like crushed or screwed, the person's head would be completely crushed, and then afterwards the person's brain would ooze out because of it being so crushed. With a lot of these torture methods, modern scholars debate whether or not they actually existed or how often they were actually used, like with the Brazen Bull. Modern scholars question if the Brazen Bull ever really existed, attributing reports of the invention to early propaganda. So it may have just been exaggeration or just made up.
Often the torture devices that are sitting on display in our museums weren't used all that often, or maybe not at all. Stories of these devices were often exaggerated by people who wrote and talked about centuries afterwards.
Yeah, so people who didn't even experience it, or just people talking about it, would talk about it, exaggerate it, and, you know, like you said, centuries after it was last used. And most of the time, a lot of these weren't even used. They would just, with these devices, they'd be used to intimidate people. So if they were questioning someone, it would intimidate them and get them to talk faster, or it would keep them from like lying, stuff along those lines.
Experts have long debated whether or not the blood eagle was a literally trope or an actual punishment. Sources are often pretty vague, referencing legendary figures or mixing up accepted historical chronologically. Unless archaeologists find an actual corpse bearing clear evidence of the torture, we'll likely never know. If the Vikings did perform the blood eagle, does that mean the Middle Ages were as brutish, nasty, and dark as stereotypes suggest?
The answer is like complex. Like Vikings, like many medieval people, could be violent, but perhaps not more so than other groups across a range of time periods. The work of scholars is to understand how this violence fit into another complex society.
Let us take a quick moment for our sponsors, and then we'll be back with some more forbidden history. Although our podcast might have some great facts about history, there are some facts that we might have forgotten about. World Book is a great website where you can learn all about the different history facts of the world. Either look up what you're interested in or even just browse through the website. World Book is one of the best places to learn about history other than our podcast.
One thing about a lot of these torture methods is that they may happen quickly. You may die a lot quicker, but with this one, it's a lot slow and agonizing. In this one, someone was bound hand and foot so they could not escape, and their face was smeared all over with honey. Insects and flies would be drawn because of the honey and would eat it and then crawl into all of the openings in the person's face. Victims that were tortured this way would be force-fed food and water to keep them alive so they wouldn't die of starvation and dehydration. As time went on, the person would be left in their own waste, and maggots would lay eggs and eat the person's body as they decayed while they were still alive. This is, in my opinion, one of the worst torture methods because it's so slow and so painful. Another horrifying torture method was rat torture. There were many variants, but a common technique was that they'd take a starving rat and they'd sort of force it through a victim's body. How it worked was the victim was completely restrained, and they were tied down so they couldn't fight back, and a rat was placed onto the stomach of the person, and then they covered it with a metallic container, which was heated really hot, and because the rat had no way out, it would eat through the victim's body. It would go through, and it would take a few hours, but very painful and gruesome death.
After listening to all these atrocious torture methods, I bet you can realize how humanity has progressed over time, and it used to be pretty ugly, and sometimes it can still be pretty ugly. But after all this, it's comforting to know that we have moved past most of these ways of death and pain.
Some torture devices were used as just like psychological torture methods, such as like threats and phobias to induce fear or of death or injury. This torture method was found to profoundly disrupt the senses and personality of the victim. Some would take pride in this torture device, saying that they didn't actually physically hurt the victim, which they took as not torture. Thank you for listening to this episode of Forbidden History, where we talked about medieval torture methods. Return for the next episode, where we will talk about even more fascinating subjects on the past.